Welcome back in. It is the High School Hockey Report. My name is Sean Belegian. Hey, this is a very exciting time. You have regular season winding down. You're looking forward to the pre-regionals, the regionals, and of course, everything leads to CompuWare Arena that second weekend in March. And it's a pleasure to be talking about the greatest game on earth in the great state of Michigan. And as you know, listening to this show, the product is outstanding year in, year out, and it gets better year in, year out. And here's a cheesy radio segue. Part of the reason it gets better year in, year out is because of guys like our next guest. Let's welcome into the show out of the MAC Red Division. I think this was a story early on that a lot of people looked at it with great interest, and now people look at it with great legitimacy. He is the head coach of the Romeo Bulldogs, who are ranked in the top 25 according to just about every poll there is, and at the Hub as well. Let's welcome in Coach Nick Batter. First of all, Nick, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us here on the High School Hockey Report.
Oh yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, Nick, it's interesting. We did a story with state champs earlier this year on the great start that Ike's off to, Utica Eisenhower, and we mentioned, you know, what you guys are doing and everything. And it was one of those things at the time, I think people kind of sat back and said, oh, well, that's pretty neat and things like that. And now I think everybody's got their eyes open to what the Bulldogs are doing. What's going right for you guys this year?
Really, we've had the skill. The past few years, we've had the skill, and now we're just kind of bringing it all together with systems, working hard in practice, going the extra mile. It has been nice to have Eisenhower there in the same rink. You know, we see each other every day. We kind of push each other, and, you know, we're kind of a little brother to them. You know, we tried to change that this year. We didn't come out on top there when we played each other in the, you know, two games that we faced off. But, you know, they have a great program. They've been legit for a long time. And that's kind of like what we're trying to emulate, going the extra mile as far as in practice and after practice.
Well, it's interesting you say that. I mean, for people that don't know, the Bulldogs, Coach Batter, kind enough to join us here on the High School Hockey Report. This is a team that's 21-3-1. They haven't lost since December 20th when they lost the second of back-to-back to Utica Eisenhower. Since then, Coach, I mean, you guys have mixed in a tie against a very tough and state-ranked Marquette team. You've knocked off Berkeley Unified. You've knocked off Plymouth. You've knocked off Country Day. You know, those are teams that have been ranked or currently are ranked. Is this a process from your vantage point where maybe the guys knew they were good, but they had to learn just how good they could be on the fly during the course of the season?
Definitely. That's kind of what we've been trying to do as a coaching staff. You know, this is my first year as head coach, so I've kind of learned a lot from John Minjo, who, you know, was the head coach for the past, you know, 10 years before that. And basically I've been trying to do, what our whole staff is trying to do, is build their confidence, make sure that they know that they can play with anybody in the state. There is no doubt in my mind that we have enough skill to compete with any team. Division one, Division two, Division three, it doesn't matter. Right now we're just putting it all together. We're getting our systems going. They're putting in the extra work. We're going the extra mile. So hopefully that emulates towards playoffs, because if we don't get it done in playoffs, it's a failure of the season.
Coach Batter, kind enough to join us, of course, the head man at Romeo. As I mentioned, if you guys haven't seen this this team play, you guys are missing out as far as I'm concerned, because this is a team, and I'll punctuate what you just said. Coach, I've had a chance to see you a couple times, and the first time that I saw you, I told people, hey, I don't think you guys realize this is a pretty darn good team. The second time that I saw you, I was screaming it. I tweeted out, you know, you guys better keep an eye on this team. And, you know, that's the interesting component. When I look ahead to the Division II playoffs, I think it's safe to say everybody's kind of looking at Brother Rice and saying, okay, they might just be the favorite and everything. But I think there are a bunch of teams, and the Bulldogs right smack dab in the middle of that, that can make a serious case for themselves, playing themselves into that D2 championship game at CompuWare. Would you agree?
Oh, definitely. That's our goal. That's been our goal since day one. We expect nothing less than a state championship there. I know we're not, you know, in the same conversation always as Brother Rice or the top teams like that. But we're going to have to go through them in order to, you know, get a state championship, and that's what we want to do. We want to play the best. We want to play them, you know, every game. I feel like they've stepped up, especially, like you said, against the teams like Marquette, like Plymouth, like Berkeley. You know, we played our systems. We play them right. We play them hard. And we're just looking to come out on top.
I have you guys ranked at 12th overall, regardless of division. The hub has you way up there for good reason. I think the secret is out about what you guys are doing. And, you know, I want you to talk about a bunch of players, but I would be remiss if I didn't bring up Logan Genuine is just a special talent. The first time that I saw him, and I had some coaches, in fairness, tell me ahead of time, hey, you got to see this 91. And, you know, a month ago, he was a guy that was kind of down on the list a little bit. Certainly near the top, but down on the list. And he just blew up down the stretch. And I think currently right now, correct me if I'm wrong, I think he's second overall in scoring. But this is a guy, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, it sounds like your team, maybe the light bulb went from 75 watts to 100 watts during the course of the season. This is a dynamic kid.
Oh yeah, definitely. Logan has all the talent in the world. You know, I've known that since, you know, we started last year. He has stuff that, you know, you can't really teach. Things in hockey sense, the way he sees the ice, things like that. But the biggest thing for, you know, us as a coaching staff this year is the way he's played in his own end. We had some players out in the middle of the season after break, and he stepped up. He had to play down the middle. He couldn't, you know, rely on everybody else to get him the puck on those fast breaks. He played in his own end, you know, and he was a big contributor to that, playing his all-around game. So that's my biggest thing with Logan is he knows, we've talked about it before, is, you know, you worry about your own end first, you're going to have success as a team in the playoffs. You know, you as many points as you're going to put up in the regular season, if you don't worry about your own end first, it doesn't matter come when the games really matter. So he's definitely grown as a player. He's, you know, become a leader on this team. And he has, like I said, all the skill in the world to be, you know, he's one of the top players in the state.
Talk to me, speaking of the back end, you know, one of the things in looking at your team that, you know, I think people know you guys can score some goals. You certainly have some depth up front, but I think like any coach, you just said it, it's all about limiting what your opponent may do. Talk to me about your number one goaltender. For people that don't know, here's a kid with a goals against average of a .157. He's got a .920 save percentage. Things are going well in your back end when you got a kid like that between the pipes.
Well, definitely. You know, I wouldn't say right now that we do have a clear cut number one.
Sure.
Both young goalies. They are, you know, Nolan's a sophomore, Grant's a freshman. You know, he's a true freshman there. So, you know, he's a 2000. We got a 99 between the pipes. So they've been battling it out all year. It's been great to see. And then, you know, we got playoffs coming up here. And honestly, as a coaching staff, we still don't know who the number one is. I am not scared or anything of sending either one of them out there. I know they both step up in big games. They kind of, you know, it was a great learning experience against Eisenhower. You know, we had 1,500 people at that game. It was packed. You know, they got all their friends there and everything like that. And that was a great learning experience for them. So coming against these last games that we've played, these big games, Marquette, Plymouth, you know, they've stepped up. We haven't allowed over 4 goals since, you know, mid-January, something like that, during, you know, when we had a few guys out. So, you know, I think it's a tribute to the whole team. We're all coming back. We're all playing in our own end. This is the best shot-blocking team I've ever been a part of. So, you know, it's fun to watch these young kids.
Yeah, certainly don't want to disrespect Grant Williams as well. As you mentioned, having a fine season, 8-2-1. You guys are just having a dynamic season. Again, the head coach at Romeo, Nick Batter, kind enough to join us. In case you didn't know, ranked number 3 in Division 2 according to the MIHS Hockey Hub. State Champs has them at number 12. You know, Coach, you're a guy that's been around the game for a while, and I guess doing my research before I talk to you, you've been around the game for a while. And I think one of the great things about the product, the high school product now, is stories like Ike and stories like Romeo. And I mean, we could go all around the state, you know, because I think for the longest time, and you will probably agree with this, you had what I commonly refer to as the usual suspects. You just knew that Trenton was going to be good. You knew that CC was going to be good. You knew that Brother Rice was going to be good. Well, now you're seeing teams burst on the scene, and they're not leaving the scene. And when you put it all together, I think it's made this level of competition an all-time high.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I was, you know, when I came on staff last year, I was shocked how much talent these guys have. You know, this isn't a fluke of a season to where it's just going to, we're going to have a one and done, and then, you know, you'll never hear from Romeo again. We're trying to build a program over there. You know, us and Eisenhower work together. You know, like Bob said, we're biggest fans of each other besides two times a year when we're playing each other. But besides that, we're trying to help each other out in any way that we can, because looking at it from Romeo's perspective, we want to get to where they are, you know, in talks every year, you know, always just trying to scare people, trying to, oh, man, we got to go up and play Ike. You know, that's what we want to become. We go, oh, you got to play Romeo. So that's the goal, and I'm excited to do it.
Talk to me about your pre-regional schedule. I mean, again, for a chance, for people that haven't had a chance to see this team play, I have no qualms telling anybody you're as good as any team that I've seen in D2. You guys get the bye in the first round, and then you face the winner of Lapeer and Davison, correct?
Definitely. Yep, that's it.
Now, this is going to be an interesting bracket, because you've got a team in Port Huron Northern that I'm sure you guys would like to take another crack at them. That just so happens that it's one of your losses this year. It's early in the year, and I think everybody knows they got a pretty good product up there as well.
Oh, definitely. That was a game that we had them. We had them on the ropes, and we let it slip away. They beat us in overtime. That I thought that we had that game. That was a learning experience for me. That was a learning experience for everyone. I think we kind of let our foot off the gas. And, you know, they're a good team. They're going to take advantage of your mistakes. So if we do, you know, have success in that first game, and then they do as well, play Port Huron Northern. And the biggest thing for the playoffs for us before CompuWare is that we have to take advantage of. We're all at McComb. They're all in our home ice. We know, you know, the bounces that takes off the boards. We're in our own room. So we have to take advantage of that. There's no reason that we don't get three wins and then, you know, get to CompuWare for the state semis.
Well, I'll tell you, Coach, as I said, I'll reiterate what I said when we introduced you. I think you guys went from a nice story to a very legitimate story, and I think a lot of people are talking about what you guys have already done, and the road is long to get to CompuWare, but what a great story it's been so far, and a legitimate story. I wish you continued success. I like the way you guys play, and I think, as you said, I think Romeo Hockey is going to be on the scene for quite some time to come.
Oh, yeah, that's the goal. Thanks for having us.
Hey, really appreciate it. Coach Batter, the head coach of the Romeo Bulldogs, kind enough to join us here on the High School Hockey Report. All right, welcome back into the High School Hockey Report. My name is Sean Belegian. Well, from Division II, let's jump on over to a good story in Chelsea. You know, earlier in the year we were talking about what Celine was doing. I think Chelsea's another team to look at, and kind enough to join us on the show right now, the head man over at Chelsea, Don Wright. First of all, Coach Wright, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us here on the High School Hockey Report.
No problem. Glad to be here.
Hey, Coach, let's talk a little bit about first this Southeastern Conference, because I think one of the things that I love in recent years is we just had Coach Batter on, of course, who's doing great things out there with Ike and everything. Celine's having a good season. You guys took care of business in the White Division. Talk to me about the play that you're seeing from your vantage point as the head man over at Chelsea in the Southeastern Conference.
Well, I think it's a unique conference in the sense that, you know, really in all sports, but certainly in hockey, where you've got really, you know, big schools and then small schools, but we all compete against each other. And So in the conference, I think it makes it pretty interesting on a nightly basis. You've got the, kind of the three Ann Arbor schools, which are all big, Saline, which is big, and then you've got some schools on the smaller side, Dexter's small, Chelsea's obviously the smallest. And but, you know, when it comes to, the teams and how well everybody plays, it's pretty balanced most years.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about your team. You guys are, correct me if I'm wrong, 17-7-2 overall. And in case you haven't seen Chelsea play yet, you have an opportunity this Saturday at Arctic Coliseum as they take on Ann Arbor Skyline. But Coach Wright, what's worked for you guys this year?
Well, a couple things. First of all, we are Division III.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as, you know, coming into the year, you know, we certainly had some question marks. You know, we've done, you know, well over the years, but this year we only had one returning senior. And so, you know, when you don't have kind of the guys that have been through it all, it makes for an interesting year. But really the players have done a great job given how young that we are. And, you know, with the exception of a game or two, we've had an opportunity to win every night, which says a lot about the players. We've gotten strong goaltending this year out of Derek Shadig, and a lot of young guys have really stepped up and given us the ability to put the puck in the net.
You know, I take a look at the leaders of the club and everything. I see balanced scoring. I see, you know, a bunch of guys in the 20s, some guys in the high teens. Eight has 47. You know, that kind of sticks out like a sore thumb. But in regards to the overall picture from the team standpoint, seems to me a lot of guys are chipping in. Is that a fair statement, Coach?
Yeah, it really is. And Jacob Daberstein was our one returning senior, and he's been a great player. This is his fourth year, and he certainly can put the puck in the net. There's no doubt about that. But what we've as the season's gone on, and some adjustments we've made, some line changes we've made, we really are now getting, you know, scoring out of our three main lines, and that's really good to see, and that's what you really need. So as we head next week into the playoffs, hopefully that does what we need it to do.
Coach Wright, kind enough to join us here on the High School Hockey Report. As we mentioned, hey, we do our best every week to talk to somebody from Divisions 1, 2, and 3. We had Coach Batter on. Obviously, we're talking to Coach Wright here out of Division 3, Chelsea. Again, if you haven't seen them play, you have an opportunity to do so this Saturday, 6 o'clock puck drop at the Arctic Coliseum as they take on Ann Arbor Skyline. Now, Coach, for people out there that aren't aware of this, you also serve as the president of the High School Hockey Coaches Association. You know, just for the lack of a better term, what does that entail? What are some of the things that you need to do, I guess, as the president, dare I say, the mouthpiece of the Coaches Association?
Well, with the Coaches Association and being president, as far as, I guess the main thing would be kind of direction in what is, you know, what you see as the kind of the things that need to happen to continue to make high school hockey certainly what it has already become, but the opportunities that are out there to make it even better than it's been. And so kind of my role, certainly there's a lot of, you know, basic responsibilities, but I think the primary one is looking at what are the needs out there so that high school hockey continues to grow, and that we have the visibility that we want to have.
You know, what's interesting, Coach Wright, is just in my time covering this from back in the day and even being so fortunate to be a part of the broadcast teams at CompuWare Arena, the level of play, I can't say this enough, the level of play, not only the high caliber players that are at this level, but I think the amount of teams from every corner of this state, it's at an all-time high, and sometimes I almost feel guilty for you know, over-punctuating that, but I think it deserves to be said. I mean, what has grown, even in the last 5 years, it's in such a better place than it has been in the past.
Well, I would agree with that, and I think, you know, over the years, you know, I've been around a pretty good amount of time, and I think, you know, especially in the last 10-15 years, I think the level of coaches, some of the great coaches we now have coaching high school teams, I think has really, you know, created what you're talking about. You know, one of the things that I felt, you know, and we've been trying as a board to address in the last couple of years has been that as good as it is, I still feel like we're a well-kept secret. And so as we've done some things, obviously things you've been doing has been outstanding. We added a couple of years ago the Hockey Hub to give kind of a central place for people to go to get information. The other things that we've been trying to do is kind of bring everybody to the table. And in the hockey world, everybody used to really be separate. You know, high school was over here, and then you had USA Hockey over there, Michigan Amateur Hockey Association kind of over there. And what we've really been trying to do the last couple of years is get everybody at the table. And I think when you get everybody talking, then good things come out of that. Doesn't mean everybody's always going to agree, but I think that's been a real positive. And I think by getting as many pieces and people to the table, I think the exposure and the visibility of high school hockey becomes stronger.
Couldn't agree with you more. And I'll tell you, Don Wright, of course, the head man at Chelsea, kind enough to join us, as I mentioned, also the president of the Coaches Association. I just want to piggyback on what you said, because the one thing, and not just on this show, but talking to guys at rinks from the west side to the east side, it really seems to me, Coach Wright, that whether it be Andy Weidenbach, whether it be David Mitchell, whether it be Craig Stezkowski, it seems to me everybody agrees that maybe the oars are rowing in the right direction more than they ever have been at this level. I'm not, you know, this is off the ice. Off the ice, it seems like the coaches are rowing in the same direction at maybe an all-time high. Is that the sense you're getting as the president as well?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, kind of talking about through the years, you know, I think, you know, maybe in the past, coaches didn't necessarily understand the importance of working together. And in recent years, I mean, we like now there's a tremendous amount of guys from around the state that want to be involved and take a part and help, you know, continue to do things to you know, make high school hockey better from a big picture standpoint. And I would say that really is an all-time high. You know, you talked about the different guys. Well, you know, Andy's been around a long time, and Andy really started a lot with the Coaches Association, you know, back in the day. And so Andy's always been there, but we talk about guys like Dave and Craig, and there's many more. You know, those are the guys that have really been getting involved in recent years. And again, when, as you know, when you get people working together, it's amazing what you can accomplish.
It absolutely. And I will say this again, and this is part of the reason why I have so much joy doing this. I love the product. I love going out to games two or three times a week. And I really do think, Coach Wright, that you're starting to see the public understand this. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. When I have the opportunity to talk to scouts at a Whalers game, at junior games, and some of those scouts are asking about guys playing at the high school level, that really shows you that not only are the fans starting to realize, hey, this is a fantastic product, but I think some other people are starting to realize that this is an outstanding product. I mean, you could go to pretty much any rink and see some good quality hockey almost on a night-by-night basis.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, when I kind of mentioned, you know, I can't remember if I used the term well-kept secret, but I use that term a lot, because we have a tremendous amount of players that, you know, not only are great players, but advanced to all levels of the game. And in the past, I would tell you, I don't think we made everybody realize that. it was happening, and coaches knew that, that there were, you know, that we had a lot of great players, but I don't think it got the exposure that it needed, that when, you know, whether we're talking players drafted in the NHL draft or drafted in the USHL draft or Division One commitments, you know, all the way down, I don't think everybody was aware of that. And, you know, okay, it was nice. Guys internally knew it. But I really think, you know, as we've started to really tell people what we're about, tell the success stories of high school players, it really has caught on, and I think it's helped what you're talking about. And certainly from a scouting standpoint, really at every level, you know, it's amazing. You know, I know you've heard this before, but, you know, the bottom line is if you're a good player, you're going to be found, and I don't yep. care where you're at. And it's just amazing, the scouting network. And, you know, if there's a kid in an isolated area of the state, it's amazing where all of a sudden, you know, there'll be a phone call, and a scout at a high level will say, hey, I've heard about this player. And so I would just tell you, it really has headed in the right direction, and I think it's fun to watch.
Coach Wright, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, that's on your watch as well. Give yourself a well-deserved pat on the back, because it really is a fantastic product, and I'm very sincere when I say this. Hey, if you have an opportunity to watch Coach Wright's team play or Ann Arbor Skyline, heck, watch both of them play, and you get that opportunity this Saturday at Arctic Coliseum, 6 o'clock, and get out there and watch some of the pre-regionals and the regionals and things like that. CompuWare has been such a blast in years gone by, and it's been such a tremendous, you know, I guess, end to the entire weekend when you have the Division I final. But I'll tell you what, don't kid yourself. There's a lot of great hockey to build up to that point, and an opportunity for people to see it all over the place as you look at the pre-regional and regional schedules, Coach.
Yeah, it truly is the most exciting time of the year. And the thing that, you know, certainly as a coach, but, you know, for the spectators as well, is, I mean, you're really going to get every team's best game.
Yep.
And so, you know, as that happens in the playoffs, it makes for some really exciting games. You know, there's great matchups on opening night, first night of pre-regionals. If you look at the schedule, there's a lot of really good games. But it's always interesting. There are also those games where somebody might say, oh, it should be an easy time for this team or that team. And the next thing you know, that upset happens, or it's an overtime game, or whatever. And it just truly is, you know, the exciting time of the year. I mean, as a coach, I love it all, but, you know, as you get into the playoffs, it's just a lot of fun.
I think
for spectators, it can be a little nerve-wracking at times, but I think it's a lot of fun for them as well.
And so many questions in divisions 1, 2, and 3, and those are all going to be answered in the next few weeks. And I couldn't agree more with you. It's a great time of year. Hey, first things first, best of luck to you and Chelsea again, taking on Ann Arbor Skyline. If you haven't seen these clubs play, you get that opportunity. Arctic Coliseum, 6 o'clock on Saturday, and then of course for you, Coach, a matchup against Okemos in the pre-regionals. It gets real by then, and I can't wait for it. Hey, I wish you all the best, Coach. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Continued success not only at Chelsea, but of course president of the Coaches Association, and let's chat again soon.
Okay, thanks, Sean.
Really appreciate it. Coach Wright from Chelsea and president of the High School Coaches Association here on the High School Hockey Report. All right, welcome back in. It is the High School Hockey Report. So glad you can join us here. And you know what we're going to do for this last segment, and I want to talk about seedings and the process of seedings moving forward at a later date, because I think that's an issue that has always been there, but I think just recently it's been pushed to the forefront maybe than it has in the past. But you know what, I want to respect this tournament for what it is. As we were just talking to Coach Wright about, this is a fantastic tournament, and you know, this is an opportunity for you to prove your mettle in many different ways. But one of the things that jumps out to me about this year, and certainly it's been a common theme on this show in the last couple of years, and I even more so than last year, you know, we talked to Romeo. Romeo's a real threat in Division II. You know, Utica Eisenhower, they've been up there in Division I. In my mind, there are five, six, maybe seven teams that could make a case for themselves eventually working themselves through that maze of Division III and becoming the champion there. But just one of the things I wanted to give my own personal little playoff preview. I never want to put a coach on the spot and have him talk about his club, you know, versus that club or other clubs and everything. I'll leave that to me. But I want to start with Division One. I think obviously with Division One, you start with the defending champion, and I think the team that is the favorite heading into the playoffs, and that's Catholic Central. What jumps out to me about Catholic Central is this: they're in a bracket with Orchard Lake St. Mary's, and we all know St. Mary's, boy, they can play with anybody at times. They've kind of shown that over the year, and then they have a matchup against either RU or Eisenhower, and I think that's a game that a lot of people have kind of circled on the schedule. But take a look at this other bracket as well. You've got Brighton, who, as we've talked about on this show, Brighton, it seems like at the beginning of every year, up and down, and then, boy, coach gets them going, and obviously we know about their recent history of getting to CompuWare. U of D, in my humble opinion, this is just my opinion, I think that is the team that you put a circle around and you say, oh boy, look out for that team. Certainly the way that they've been playing as of late. You've got Coach Vento and Plymouth, Coach Robert and Northville. You know, Northville's a team that went through a little power outage recently, but then exploded, and there's a heck of a lot of talent there. So you've got those teams going on. And then, lest we forget, you know, you've got a scenario where Howell's been playing fantastic hockey. We had Coach Mantua on. Granville on the west side. Don't look past the Bulldogs. I think they've shown that they can play with people, and everybody remembers the memorable run that they had. So, you know, it's going to be interesting how that plays itself out. A lot of people have already punched that ticket for Catholic Central. Well, who else is going to be there? That's going to be fun. Division II is very intriguing as well, and I think, like Division One, you have to put a circle around Brother Rice. I mean, the way Brother Rice has played all year, it can't be denied. They are probably the favorite going in. As we have seen in the past, the favorite doesn't always win. And after that, it gets a little cloudy. I don't think there's any debate about that. Brother Rice is going to have to play one of the hottest teams out there. Coach Gadwon Heartland got it going. I mean, they really did. And this is a team, much like we were just saying with Brighton, that in years gone by have put it together at the right time and made that march to CompuWare and all the way to the final game. And certainly they are looking to win that one more game. And Coach Gadwood doing that again. We talked about Romeo. Folks, if you haven't seen him yet, and now it's not really a secret, that team's legitimate. That team is going to be a tough out for anybody. Coach Mitchell and Coach Z at Stevenson. Boy, what Stevenson was a couple months ago and what Stevenson is now are two different teams, and I think they deserve a lot of credit. I don't want to forget Trenton, of course, the defending D2 champs. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to pick a wild card of Novi. Because I've seen Novi and Coach Vellucci's Wildcats play exceptional hockey, really do a fantastic job, in particular in a game against Heartland. That's a team to look out for. Let's not forget up north. Marquette's been a great story. Traverse City Central, been a great story as well. I've said this all year. This is, again, just my personal opinion. I'm going out on my own here, so bear with it. Division III, to me, is the division of intrigue. This is where, in my humble opinion, a lot of people that I've talked to are trying to look at the, I guess, the pecking order, if you will, in Division III. Because it could be said that some of the best teams in the state might just be in Division III. Now, let's start at the top. I think, again, you have to say Cranbrook. If you're going to pick a favorite, you have to start with Cranbrook. But take a look out west. I want to tell you what the west side region is going to look like. You've got state-ranked Houghton. You've got the Sioux. You've got Grand Rapids Catholic Central. You have Forest Hills Central. These are teams, you know, in Houghton, Grand Rapids CC, and Forest Hills Central that are all top 10 teams. Well, they're all in the same quarter as well. Now, again, I'll go back to the beginning. For me, now is not the time. The time is coming soon. I hope that everybody has, as Coach Wright said, a healthy discourse of seating and get everybody in the room and talk about this. I think this is something that there can be a better way to do this. I'm not going to get on that now because, as I said, for me, the intrigue is incredible this year in Division III. Wyandotte Roosevelt is another team. I mean, look, Coach Quint and the Bears, they got it all done in a game that I called in 2011. Country Day, Flint Powers Catholic. Lest we forget about Liggett. They won a championship a few years back as well. To me, Division III perhaps has the most intrigue because I think there are, as I mentioned, six, maybe seven teams that could say, yeah, we might end up skating around CompuWare on that championship Saturday. So, folks, what I'd tell you in closing is go out there and support this product. If there's a game in your area, go to the pre-regional. Go to the regionals. Check these games out. By all means, I hope to see each and every one of you at CompuWare Arena. Even if you're not playing, I hope to see each and every one of you there. It's something for me on a personal level. I've been fortunate enough to do this, goodness, going back to 2002, and it's something I circle on my calendar every year and make sure that I request the time off from my quote-unquote day job to be out there and be a part of that. But by all means, go out there, check out some of the great hockey going on. I'll certainly echo what Coach Wright said when he was with us. This is the best time of the year. To all of you, to all the coaches, to all the players, to all the fans out there, best of luck to your team. I mean that in all sincerity. Enjoy the ride. It's going to be a blast. We'll see you next time on the High School Hockey Report.